Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And we're not going to be joined by our co-host, Lolita, tonight, as far as I'm aware. So it's all on me today. So I'm going to be operating the switchboard here. We're going to try and get to everyone as quickly as we can. As we bring you each on air, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. As a brief announcement before we begin taking callers here, please visit our website at howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com. We're running a great special tonight on the website that will end at a few hours from now. So we're looking at it ending about 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This special is on the one-hour readings. They're now set to a special price for today only of that's half an hour readings. And they are set to a price of $10 for the half an hour. So book them tonight before 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to take advantage of that great pricing. All right, our first caller for tonight is area code 843. Hello, caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, my name is Kimberly. I'm from Myrtle Beach. And my question is, I have been to Georgia on three interviews, and one actually called me back. It's in DeKalb County, and it's Cross Keys High School. And I'm just wondering, is this the highest good for me and my son, this position?
Okay, give me one moment to check on the energy signatures here for you and see what comes out. Okay, the answer is a flat-out yes on that one. It is within the higher interest. It is not something that you would be doing permanently. However, it is something you will be doing for quite some time and will be very beneficial, especially right now, to get you away from the energy that you are currently in. Mind you, the energy here in Cobb County is a wee bit different and sometimes can be a bit negative. But I do feel that this environment will actually be a good environment for you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Our next caller tonight is area code 631. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead and your question.
Hey, my name is Tracy. I'm calling from Long Island, New York. And I was just wondering what you see for me and my husband coming up in the future.
Okay, Tracy. Mm-hmm. Okay, is there some distance currently going on between you and your husband? Because I'm seeing that there is a bit of distance, and the distance is really within the communication.
Okay.
Now, what I am feeling here is that there will be betterment within the relationship. I feel that both sides, obviously, yourself and him, will be putting an effort to making it work. I feel improvement will come as of the second and the third week of next month. There is an air of procrastination on the other side, your husband's side. So what I'm feeling here is it might take a little while, but you will see positive results.
Okay, great.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, our next caller for today is area code 205. Hello, caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead and your question.
Okay, my name is Robbie, and I'm from Alabama. And I'm trying to relocate to Pensacola, and I keep hitting stumbling blocks and not getting jobs. And I just wanted to see this coming through for me anytime soon.
Okay, okay. So you're trying to get a job and you're trying to raise your vibrations to get that job, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. What I am feeling here is that you will obtain a job. It's not going to happen until the beginning part of next week. Well, next week would be awesome. It could happen a little sooner than next month, but we are getting that it's going to be within the beginning part of July here. So I'm getting around July 6th to about July 7th. Okay. So something is going to pull through for you, but you need to keep looking. As long as you're putting out the effort, you will find what you are looking for. Okay?
Okay. And will my friend Jim, will he follow me?
Sorry, sweetie. We only do one question per caller on the show, but we have a great special going on right now on the website for a 30-minute reading for only $10 if you want to check that out. Okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our next caller for today, area code 604. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead and your question.
Thank you so much. I am Charlene, and I'm from British Columbia in Canada.
Yes, Charlene, and how can I help you?
Love. I'm going to have to switch telephones because my battery's dying here. Love. There's a man I'm seeing, and he's incredibly important to me. And I'm just wondering, you know, what's stopping us from being together, and are we going to be together? So kind of a combined question,
okay.
If that's okay.
Okay. Well, you know what? Here's what's going on right now, okay? This man does have a good, strong attraction to you. However, this man also has a lot of mental and emotional, problems that are going on right now. Okay, there's a psychosis that stretches all the way back to childhood with this individual. There is also a spiritual connection that you have with him, not just the connection and the physical or the emotional world. Okay?
True. Very
this
true.
Spiritual connection appears to be somewhere between the soulmate to the twin flame dynamic. I can't quite tell which, okay, because it's very close to either side right now. What I will say is that I feel it will take quite a bit of time, as it already has, to even get to where it can be a good relationship that is stated to be a relationship on both ends. Okay. I don't mean to give you bad news here, but we're looking at least another 4 years before you're able to get in that real picture with him. Okay. Now, this doesn't mean that in the next couple of months or even next few weeks or days that you won't see progress or get on track for the right thing, but it will take a full year to even develop a meaningful relationship together beyond the kind of dynamic that you've already shared. Okay. So I say hang in tight, you're going to do great, but I also give you the words of wisdom, never fully put yourself on hold for anybody, whether it be man or woman, until they are fully ready to commit, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in, and have a wonderful evening.
And you, thank you so much.
All right, our next caller today is area code 858. Hello, caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead and your question.
Hi, my name is Abby. I'm calling from Southern California. And my question today, sir, is I wanted to know when I will be able to sit and talk with somebody again.
When you're, okay, you're going to have to re-ask that, please. Try and make it a little bit clearer for me.
I wanted to know when I will see when I will have physical contact with somebody again.
Okay. And you have a particular person in mind?
His name. Do you want his name or?
Just the first name only, please.
Okay. Name is Omar.
Omar. Okay, great. Give me one moment to tune in for this information for you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. There will be contact as far as communication. This will be through via phone or text or even email, but not through direct face-to-face contact at first. This communication will happen as of next week, okay? We're looking at maybe even the 1st of July. Now, as far as physical contact and coming together face-to-face in person, that doesn't seem to be following it too long after. So I'd say by another few days or so after the first reinitiation of contact, you guys will end up meeting face-to-face again. However, this also confuses me a little bit because I do see that there is a physical distance between the two of you as if you don't live in the same town.
We do, but we haven't seen each other. It's pretty sad. we just live probably like 10 minutes away.
Okay. There's a 10-minute distance there. You live in the same town, but it's because it's been so long, that's why I'm having a problem seeing, you know, the closeness here. Okay, understandable.
Okay.
Well, I thank you for calling in, and
you
have a wonderful day.
You have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, we don't normally take 111 area codes here or even phone numbers, but we're going to try and give you a call here, or bring you on air, that is, and give you a chance to go at it. This is area code 111 with phone number 111-111. Hello, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead. Please
state
your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yvette from California.
Oh, hey, Yvette.
Hey.
Why are you always calling in on these 111 numbers?
I'm sorry.
Okay, so go ahead and ask me your question today, Yvette.
I like to ask about a love question, just general.
Okay, Yvette, you know better than that. We got to get a specific one on the show. The general ones are only on the
oh
website
my
God.
There. Okay, there's a guy that, a new one, that I met him at a party, great chemistry. From what I understand, my friend said that we got numbers and everything. He followed through for me and actually found out that he was still pining for someone, which I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
No one should ever put their stuff on hold for anybody. It's not my business what he's doing, but I just was curious, I guess. I mean, I know we had a strong impact on each other. And
mm-hmm.
I guess,
mm-hmm.
I just wonder, like, sometimes what happens with that? It's kind of like, is he going to, are we going to reconnect again? Or not back again. I'm not, like, waiting for him.
Okay, I get you. Okay. First thing is, yes, you will connect again. Second thing is, no, it's not something to really be taking too seriously right now. He is only a sign that the right one is on their way. Okay.
That's what
so you're
going
to meet someone else of even better quality, but he is a sign that someone better is on their way. And the reason for this is, if you haven't noticed, the quality of individuals that you're meeting have been getting better and better. And it's going to keep that way until you meet the absolute right one that fits for you and you also fit for them. Okay?
Right. You're right. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And wonderful to hear from you, Yvette. And I'm about to announce the special, so you might want to stay tuned to hear that.
I already heard it. I think I'm going to do it anyway.
Sounds great. Thank you.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye. All right, next caller for today is area code 702. Hello, caller. Please go ahead and say your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead and your question.
Hi, my name is Jordan. I'm calling from Nevada. My question is about finances. I'm wondering if I would get like a call for another job or something, or my finances will pick up, maybe a promotion
okay.
or anything.
Okay. All right, well, first of all, I do feel that a job is coming your way. Unfortunately, though, I do not get a timeline for you, but I can state a general perspective. The feeling actually feels as if it's going to be really close here, so we may not have to wait that long at all. It also looks like you're going to have better quality than the last job you had. The pay is going to be better, and the appreciation of the people in the job will definitely be a lot better, because I know that the last workplace, everybody was out to stab each other's back in a way, but they all kind of smiled in their faces, if you know what I mean. So this is going to happen here. We also see here that it is going to be a little different than the kind of work you've done in the past job, but it is something that you're familiar doing. Okay.
All right, cool.
All right, great. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a nice evening.
Thanks for having me. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and for those of you that have been tuning in and listening today on the show here, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. for all of your private reading needs. Have a great special going on right now. Have a few specials going on, but our best special right now is the $10 for 30-minute reading on howpsychic.com. Okay, so that's going to end at 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time today, and we want to get that in before it ends. Now, all appointments need to be called in and scheduled after payment has been made. And when you get to the website, you may need to scroll down a little bit to see the specials and the products that are there on the homepage. All right, everyone, we're going to, looks like we may have some more callers here. So just bear with me, and we will take you each as we can. I believe this next one is, 917. Hello, you're live and on air. Please state your name, where are you calling from, and go right into your question.
This is Ashiel from New York. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Ashiel. How are you?
I'm not bad. I'm good.
Good.
I just want to see where is my love life, where is it now, in terms of, I know things are going to change, so I'm just curious where am I, I'm sitting still, waiting.
Okay, Ashiel, you know what, I am getting good news for you today. I'm getting the 27th and the 28th, which is Thursday and Friday of this month that we're in, and currently of this week that we are in. This is when contact will be reestablished and will be moving forward, Ashiel. I also feel that there is someone new that's going to be coming in. So I say keep going out there. You're doing what you need to do. The universe just has to speed up and meet you that halfway. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much. We'll keep in touch with you. Maybe private reading. Thanks so much.
Okay, great. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, and for those of you tuning in listening, please don't forget to check out howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. We have a 30-minute special going on until 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight, so check it out, people. Next caller for today is area code 727. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
This is Lisa. I'm calling from Florida.
Hey, Lisa in Florida. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. And how may I help you tonight?
Yeah. Did you get a lot of rain where you're at? I know. Aren't you in Florida, too?
No, I'm from Florida, but I'm actually in Georgia, hon.
Oh, we had a lot of rain tonight. I thought you were from my area. I just want to know what you see coming up for my finances. Thank you.
Okay, let's see here.
Or if you see anything else that's more important for me to know, I'm open to hearing that. So I'm not rigid.
I understand, sweetie. Well, you know what? You gave me finances, and that's what I'm seeing. I'm getting the 3 and the 4 for July, so 3rd and the 4th of July. Ironically enough, the 4th of July being a holiday, I get that that is the time in which better money is coming your way through new opportunity. It will be perpetual money, meaning it is a source that you will be able to depend upon on a repetitive basis. So this could be new job. It could be any number of things. But new money is definitely on its way around that timeline. It's going to help sustain you and help you live a wee bit more comfortably. Okay?
Yeah, that's good.
Wonderful. The only other message right now is to look and expand the horizon that you're looking in. You might want to look a little bit farther than what you've done. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in, and have a beautiful evening.
Thank you. You too.
All right, last caller for today, area code 843. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead and your question.
Reverend Adam, this is Kimberly again. We already talked. I was just letting you know that I booked a 30-minute session.
Oh, wonderful. Okay,
yeah.
Well, thank you,
yeah.
Kimberly. And, well, I will go ahead and schedule that with you as soon as I get off the radio show here and I have a chance to call you right back.
Okay.
Your area code 843, and is that the same number that you registered on payment?
I did.
Okay, wonderful. I will go ahead and set that up with you right after the show.
Okay.
All right, and once more for all of you tuning in and listening, check out howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. Very rare occasion today. We are featuring a 30-minute reading for only $10. Check it out before 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go ahead, make the payment, and I will give you a call once payment's been received to set up your appointment times. All right, everyone. We're going to go ahead and end the show now. We want to wish you all namaste, love, light, and good night.